Yes, I made a documentary called Doing It For Me. It's about high school dropouts and the effect on high school dropouts and why they drop out.
A few years ago, Precious Lambert considered dropping out of her Southeast DC high school.
I just didn't feel as safe as I should have. And to be honest, like, it wasn't like a priority to me. I was like, oh, school, homework, no.
But she stuck with it, got her diploma, and went on to make a documentary about dropping out. It's called Doing It For Me, and so far it's been screened at several film festivals. Her film focuses on her two best friends who did drop out and their struggle to get their lives back on track.
I finished, and then they just never went back. I'm born and raised in D.C., and I done seen so many people drop out. So many people didn't finish because of, like, gang violence or just anything in general. There are other things you can do than just stay at home. It was also, like, GED programs and trade schools. So it's other things that you can do and excel in.
Lambert is 19, and while she's always had an interest in films, she never had any experience in making one until last year, when she started taking a documentary film class at Sitar Arts Center in Adams Morgan.
I'm Maureen Dwyer. I'm the executive director of Sitar Arts Center.
The center provides visual, creative, and performing arts education to youth in D.C.'s underserved communities.
Most of our faculty for Arts After School are volunteer artists who come from the community because they love the arts and they love the kids and they want to make sure that every child has an arts education.
Lambert is just one of the success stories to come out of Sitar. The center sees approximately 700 students each year.
To me, Sitar, if I could describe it in one word, I would describe it as my identity.
That's Alejandro Marquez. He came to Sitar when he was 8 years old.
I would describe it as, you know, not just a random art center in D.C. It's, like, been a part of my life, and it's helped shape the man I am today.
He'd never played a musical instrument before, but he decided to take piano and eventually bass. In the fall, he'll attend George Mason University to study music education.
While many of our students may not go on to be professional artists, our goal is that each of our students goes on to be a successful contributing adult. So they're learning to be accountable, to have initiative, to communicate well, to collaborate with other students and with adults.
The skills the students gain at Sitar, however, are just the beginning. They also gain a community.
It's just home. It's safe. It's just, even though I haven't been here as long, it just feels home, something that you will never forget.
Rachel Nania, WTOP.com.